This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Mission Mausam today during the celebrations of 150th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department, IMD, in New Delhi. The mission aims to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation by developing cutting-edge weather surveillance technologies and systems. The initiative will also implement high-resolution atmospheric observations, next-generation radars and satellites, and high-performance computers. The Prime Minister will also release the IMD Vision 2047 document for weather resilience and climate change adaptation. It includes plans for weather forecasting, weather management and climate change mitigation. At the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, the Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan is underway. Among the 13 akhadas, each akhada has been notified of its designated time and sequence. The Mahanirvani Panchayati Akhada will take the first holy dip at the Triveni Sangam and Sri Panchayati Akhada Nirmal will be the last to take the holy bath. Elaborate security arrangements are in place for the grand event. Yesterday, over 1 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip as world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering Mahakumbh began on Posh Purnima. Flower petals were showered on devotees from helicopters. Festival of Harvest Makar Sankranti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Makar Sankranti signals the end of winter and the beginning of longer days. The festival is known with different names in different parts of the country. It is celebrated as Pongal in Tamil Nadu, Uttarayan in Gujarat, Bhogali Bihu in Assam and Posh Sankranti in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in Lohri celebrations in Naraina, Delhi yesterday. People from different walks of life, particularly youngsters and women, took part in the celebrations. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Lohri has a special significance for several people, particularly those from northern India. He added that the festival symbolizes renewal and hope. Mr. Modi said, it is also linked with agriculture and the country's hard-working farmers. The country's net direct tax collection has surged by nearly 16% to around 16 lakh 90,000 crore rupees in the current financial year so far. According to Central Board of Direct Taxes, the gross direct tax collection has also achieved an impressive growth of around 20%, amounting to over 20 lakh crore rupees. This is a significant increase from around 17 lakh crore rupees collected during the same period in the last fiscal year. National Testing Agency NTA has postponed the UGC NET December 2024 exam, which was scheduled for tomorrow. In a statement, the NTA said it has received representations to postpone the UGC NET examination on account of Pongal, Makar Sankranti and other festivals on 15th January. The new date of exam will be announced later. NTA further said that the examination scheduled on 16th January will be conducted as per earlier schedule. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held talks with Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Alvarez in Madrid yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he had a productive conversation on bilateral partnership, including in trade, investment, defense, security, urban development, railways, among others, took place during the meeting. The minister added that India appreciates Spain as a votary for stronger India-EU ties and a reliable Mediterranean partner. President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam will be on a five-day visit to India beginning today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the president of Singapore. India has sent the second tranche of food grain assistance to the southern African country of Lesotho. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said this assistance will help Lesotho to address the food security issues. In the inaugural edition of the CoCo World Cup, India kick-started their campaign with a thrilling 42-37 victory over Nepal in their Group A encounter in New Delhi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.